It's 88.9 FM, KUCI, in Irvine, where in this next hour of programming, the opinions and views expressed are not necessarily those. KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. Time now for Talking Animals, KUCI. That's music from They Might Be Giants with a song called Birdhouse in Your Soul as we ease in today's edition of Talking Animals on 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine, streaming live on the internet at KUCI.org, and the whole shebang, of course, is broadcasting from the University of California at Irvine. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. Right off the bat, I'd like to tell you that for the next hour, you can reach us directly by phone at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI, KUCI, if you want to look at your phone pad that way. I'm happy to have you do so. Of course, I absolutely urge you to use that number, call us at any point in the show, and don't be shy. I'm telling you, we love to get calls, otherwise we get a bit lonely here at the KUCI studios. So, of course, other ways to be in touch include emailing us at talkinganimals@AOL.com and checking out our wonderful website at talkinganimals.net. Again, that's .net, folks, .net, that's right. So before we move on, I want to thank Serena Sharp for yet another stirring session of the Serena Sharp Show. Say that five times fast and see how many sibilant S's you might hit. But to me, while here at Talking Animals, primarily we strive to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your calls, from assorted other sources. But we're also here each week to celebrate animals through music, comedy, and other means. It's been nearly 8 months since we launched Talking Animals, and we've been enormously fortunate during that time to have a long string of terrific guests, including Dr. Sophia Yin, a veterinarian who's done pioneering research on dog barks and what they mean, Ian Anderson, the singer-songwriter flute player behind rock band Jethro Tull, and something of an animal advocate and expert himself, Dan Matthews, who is vice president of communications at PETA, is the chief strategist of the organization's high-profile campaigns, Meryl Marco, the Emmy-winning television writer, author, and creator of Stupid Pet Tricks on The Letterman Show nearly 25 years ago. Last week, we had a spirited, sprawling, truly stimulating conversation with comedian, actress, activist, and animal lover Janine Garofalo. Not only are all those interviews archived on the shows that are archived, if that makes sense, on our nifty website at www.talkinganimals.net, but our stream of exceptional guests continues today when we speak with Joy Nadell from Rescue Me, Inc., a Woodland Hills-based nonprofit animal rescue hospital and sanctuary. We'll find out more about Animal Me, Inc., including their rehabilitation and placement efforts, and the benefit they have coming up in Beverly Hills on February 21st, when we speak with Joy Nadell in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, in Talking Animals, it's time for our weekly look at items of interest in animal news. And we want to remind you of the phone number to join us on the show with your own comments and questions about animals, not only this week's animal news items, but any other topics you'd care to discuss, announcements, observations, any stories you might have spotted, events that you want to bring to our attention at this moment. They'd all be most welcome. The number again, 949-824-5824 or 949-UCI-KUCI. Either way, you'll get to us here at Talking Animals. And, of course, you can also use that number when we speak with Joy in a few minutes, because she will be joining us live today on the phone, so we're excited about that as well. So turning now to interesting or important developments recently in animal news. Typically, these are local, regional, national, sometimes international animal stories of note that seem important to spotlight, and with any luck, to get your comments on. A little discussion going now and again wouldn't hurt, would it? No, okay. We also try to include a few announcements of upcoming events or activities that you may want to pencil in on your calendar. So with that in mind, let's talk turkey, as it were. Okay, again, might switch things around next week or do something differently, because I start every show basically talking about Tiger Rescue, but, you know, for those who listen regularly, maybe a bit same old, but geez, it's so important, and I know we've snagged a few volunteers over the course of doing this, so hard to stop, even if it's a little repetitive. So I'll just try to whip through it a little bit and still get the main point across, which is looking for volunteers, basically. But let me come to that point in a moment. Tiger Rescue is a facility in Colton, California, sort of in broad strokes out by San Bernardino. It was ostensibly a sanctuary for lions, especially tigers and other big cats, who had retired from film and TV work and road shows and things even worse, apparently. Anyway, the facility, as it turns out, had been neglected for many, many years. And worse, the animals there had been neglected for many, many years. So that proprietor is facing a string of serious criminal charges. Fortunately, that trial keeps being postponed to the great frustration of those of us who care about Tiger Rescue and the animals there, and this guy sort of meeting his proper fate, if that's the right word. But anyway, while some animals have been relocated to other facilities here and there, the vast bulk of the cats, probably 30-some-odd tigers and big cats, are still there. And, of course, they need to be looked after. And so an amazing man named Chuck Tracy has stepped up in every sense of that phrase, from leaving behind his own facility, the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Ramona, California, down by San Diego, and for several months now, really, has overseen the day-to-day operation of Tiger Rescue. But really done so by way of a huge and an ongoing and often rotating battalion of volunteers who drive in from all parts of Southern California, San Diego, Ventura, beyond in both cases. Now I know people from Northern California, I think even other states have turned up to help out. And basically what you do is you look after these animals. You, help clean up their enclosures. You water down their tanks and cages and other areas, get them all cleaned up and freshened up and nice. You feed them, which is pretty pretty exciting experience. Got to be extremely careful, obviously, with that. And it's really, really cool. It is not, if you're smart and careful, it is not dangerous in the least, and it's incredibly satisfying. It's a really cool experience. I've been out there myself, not as much as I would like, but I really highly recommend it. And more to the point, the Tiger Rescue folks, Chuck and some of the regulars and the animals need your help. So if you could carve out part of a weekend, or, you know, of course, even better yet, a weekday to go out for a few hours to Colton at Tiger Rescue, you'll have an amazing experience and you'll help these animals. So it's really cool. So they are going to be relocated. The vast bulk of them are actually ultimately going to, that are now there, are going to land at a place called Paws. And they have a really neat, huge, one of their many, they have two or three different kind of facilities, sanctuaries, but they have a gigantic one called Ark 2000. And I think they're going to have a new 10-acre habitat specifically for these cats. So the only thing that needs to be done really before they could get moved is enclosures need to be arranged and other things so that these cats are safe and protected and feel good there. So that's all by way of saying, you know, some fundraising still needs to go on in that regard. And if you wouldn't mind, and even if you would, if you could cut a check to help with this, that'll be really cool. And again, money well spent. Just cut a check, mark it Save the Tigers, if you would, and send it to the Fund for Animals, attention, Save the Tigers, 200 West 57th Street, New York, New York 10019. And that'll help with the, especially getting these enclosures squared away and just other costs that are going to be involved with relocating 30-some-odd cats to this really cool new habitat at the Performing Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS, in Northern California. So that's that. Now, on a very related note, another way of raising some dough and doing something cool for these cats and one or more of your loved ones is that the Fund for Animals, who's overseeing this operation, has a Valentine's Day auction online to benefit these big cats. So the online auction is at www.fundauctions.org, and that'll run through Valentine's Day. So basically, you can go to that site, and any money that you spend there will be used for the care of these big cats at Tiger Rescue, and again, for getting them set up at this new habitat at Paws up in Northern California. So there's all kinds of cool stuff there. Wildlife gourds, various unique wood-burned, hand-decorated gourds featuring wildlife images such as tigers, giraffes, and eagles. Of course, plenty of tiger photos, movie memorabilia. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. So so again, if you can just check that out at www.fundauctions.org, you'll get something for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. And again, help these cats. And everybody's a winner, right? Win-win, as the cliche goes, right? We love those, don't we? Yeah? Okay, we can be proactive. Let's run through all the cliches. All right, anyway. Okay, so moving on to something local. Actually, you know, before I go any further, I also want to call attention to the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show starts tonight in New York. So that's always fun and cool, and the coverage, and maybe there'll be further coverage by Triumph, the insult comic dog who sort of made his name from the Conan O'Brien Show covering that. But anyways, that starts tonight, in case you're interested, if you didn't know already. Moving on to a story that's local, but really has far-reaching implications. I'll just read a bit of it to you. Mark Bluestone changed his life for her. He restructured his house, built a home office, and refused to travel anywhere she wasn't allowed. It was, quote, pure love. But Shane, his beloved Labrador, died 5 years ago. Bluestone, 61, blames All Care Animal Referral Center for her death and is waging a crusade to bring justice under the law. That's a quote. Thus far, he has spent more than $375,000 in an effort to prove the center's veterinarians were responsible for his dog's death. Fountain Valley-based All Care has faced scrutiny in the past. In August, one of its veterinarians was disciplined for allowing an unlicensed technician to perform medical procedures. Although the animal hospital has faced small claims cases, Bluestone is the first to bring its officials face-to-face with a jury. At issue is whether the veterinarians responsible for Shane's care, Dr. Robert L. Rooks and Dr. Craig Bergstrom, intentionally harmed Bluestone's pet by subjecting her to unnecessary medical procedures. In January 1999, Bluestone of Sherman Oaks said he brought his three-year-old dog to the nationally renowned center to cure her persistent seizures. but 2.5 months and $24,000 later, his dog was dead. Quote, my whole body's bleeding and it will be for life with what was perpetrated with the killing of my Shane, Bluestone said. It just tears into my heart and soul so deep. Bluestone has hired a team of attorneys to prove All Care, which handles about 30,000 patients every year, was up to no good. This was man-made, all for the sake of money, he said. His attorneys have alleged medical malpractice and fraud and are seeking upward of $500,000 in damages. They say it was the clinic's unnecessary medical procedures that killed Shane. They kept lying to Bluestone and deceiving him because they figured he had deep pockets, said Bluestone's attorney, Terry McElroy. So, anyways, that's one to really watch carefully because obviously that's got some huge precedent-setting elements to it, and that's right here locally in Orange County. Otherwise, also in Orange County, for animal news, it's python action. I'll read a little bit of that from Friday's LA Times. It's not your typical item in the lost and found notices, but Jeff Houston doesn't care. He just wants his 14 stolen snakes back. The exotic ball pythons were taken from Houston's home in Anaheim Hills when it was ransacked on a recent Thursday night. The problem isn't that Houston is out of snakes. He has about 100 more. What really hurts, he says, that the value of the missing reptiles is about $75,000. Quote, that's my retirement, the 32-year-old pool contractor said of the rare snakes he's been breeding for 16 years. They took the really expensive animals and left behind the miscellaneous stuff. They knew exactly what they were doing. I'm hoping that someone's kid, boyfriend, girlfriend, roommate, or buddy came in with lots of snakes. In hopes of reaching that quote-unquote someone, a friend posted Houston's story on the internet. Now Houston said snake lovers worldwide had promised $50,000 as a reward for information resulting in the return of the pythons and the arrest of the snake napper. These are really stunning snakes, Houston said. Even when people who don't like snakes see them and are amazed at the beauty of these things. The story goes on, but let's hope Jeff gets his pythons back. All right? Jeez. Also, and we'll get into this a bit more when Joy joins us, but I just want to mention just now again, February 21st, mark that, if you could, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., so you got all day to do this, Donald J. Pliner introduces the Friends of Baby Doll Pliner Spring Collection. Coats, collars, and leashes for dogs and cats, 20 pounds and under. And again, this is a fundraiser to benefit Rescue Me Incorporated. And it's actually a fashion show of sorts, all kinds of cool stuff. We'll hear more about it from Joy in a few minutes. But that's going to be held at the Donald J. Pliner Concept Store for men, women, and luxury dogs. Wow. In Beverly Hills. So we'll get into the phone number and the website and stuff for that when Joy joins us. But just wanted to keep that in mind. And could mention something like that a few times, I think, if we can help these folks and help their organizations, their nonprofits. It's now time for our sort of instant quick quiz that we started a few weeks back, where it's just one true-false question. But if you get it right, or if you're the first person at least that gets it right, you win a prize. That's right, a prize. We're big on prizes here at Talking Animals. So it's one simple question, true or false. If you know the answer and you're the first one to call in at 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI, then you indeed will get a prize. And we're not just talking bunk. I mean, we got like CDs, we got books, we got animal accessories, we got T-shirts, we got cool stuff, okay? So, all right, here it is. Fish do not have eyelids and cannot blink. True or false? 949-824-5824. 949-UCI-KUCI. All right. Also on the local front, you might remember if you've been listening for a while. Back in August, one of our cool guests was Tawny Lee Thompson at Vet Tech, who, among other things, teaches first aid and CPR for cats and dogs. So there's some more classes like that coming up. It's just one day, one session, from noon to 5 on a Sunday. And the course teaches individuals to recognize and respond to pet emergencies. The class will cover how to approach and handle injured pets, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, controlling bleeding and treatment of shock, as well as how to manage more common emergencies like choking, snake bites, fractured limbs, and poisoning. So you'll get a book, you'll get information, you'll get certified, and it's all pretty cool. So among the Sundays coming up on the 15th, this coming weekend, it's going to be held in Seal Beach. Then later in the month, on the 29th, there's a class in Huntington Beach. And then again in March on the 21st, it's also in Huntington Beach. You can find out all about this by calling Trina at 949-586-4250. She can give you more details and get you signed up and stuff, but sounds like a pretty cool thing. And I'd like to catch one of those if I could myself. So, all right, I think that's about it for today's animal news. And again, if there's anything you needed to double check or anything I kind of spoke too fast on, you can call us directly here, 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI, or email us at talkinganimals@AOL.com. Also, I'm pleased to remind you, perhaps redundantly so, about the Talking Animals website. We hope you'll check out the site at www.talkinganimals.net. That's .net, folks, .net. And sign up for the email list, if you will, so we can keep you posted on upcoming guests and other announcements. You'll also find archives and synopses of the shows and photographs and articles, all kinds of links, other audio pieces, and more. So please stop by and take a look around the site. Again, it's talkinganimals.net. And it's time now really to step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which, as always, of course, involves an animal-oriented piece of comedy. Now, I guess that must be said, the prank phone calls aren't exactly my favorite kind of comedy. But you know, I figure, hell, in the past we've featured a dog making prank calls. I mean, true, it was Triumph the Insult Comet Dog, but still. So here's a human taking a crack at it. This is Roy D. Mercer with Dead Hamster, KUCI.
Navy Chief Yadin speaking.
Is this Yaginich?
Sure is.
Listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I got a bone to pick with you. My boy Raymond was down there about a month ago. He's a senior in high school, and he wanted to sign up for the Navy, and you told him he's too scrawny and needed to go home and work out.
No, I would not have done that.
That's what he said. You told him he's too scrawny, and he come home, and he charged up about $200 worth of dumbbells and about $100 worth of protein powder. And that ain't the worst of it. He's in there trying to get them dumbbells put together, and his little pet hamster, Liberace, got loose and was out on the floor. It ain't funny. He dropped a 20-pound weight on him and squished him.
Squished him?
Squished him, yeah. Little Liberace. It ain't funny. So I need about $300 and a new hamster. So I'm coming down there and whooping somebody's ass. Well, you think it's funny? I guarantee you, I'm going to swell one of your eyes up. You look like Popeye. Go ahead. Get it out of your system. Because I got a little boy over here tore it up. He'd won the 4-H Talented Pet Contest the last 2 years in a row with Liberace. Mama made him a little blue sequin jacket, and Raymond taught him how to set it a toy piano and pound on it with his nose. It ain't funny. Now, I want you to call up his 4-H teacher and tell him why Raymond ain't going to have a pet in the show this year.
Oh, God. I'm getting too old for this shit.
How'd you like me to jerk a half hitch in your ass? How long has it been since you had a good old country ass whooping? But this year, the Blue Ribbon's going to probably go to Jimmy Charlene's ping pong playing parrot. And I ain't.
He's not going to buy any of this.
I know he ain't.
Well, you call his 4-H teachers and explain all that. Him,
Oh, Mike, you don't get tickled too easily, do you?
Oh, my God. Would you... I want that whole thing taped.
Mike, this here is Roy D. Mercer and Phil and Brent.
All right, that is indeed Roy D. Mercer with a piece called Dead Hamster, taken from his CD entitled Greatest Fits. The Comedy Corner is a signature feature of Talking Animals. I'm Duncan Strauss, and you're listening to Talking Animals on KUCI 88.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of California at Irvine. As many of you know, we also stream live on the internet at www.kuci.org. Some of you, no doubt, are listening that very way. And some of you perhaps got there through our nifty website, talkinganimals.net. Before we proceed, I'm obliged to remind you that the opinions and views expressed in Talking Animals are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. Earlier in the show, I mentioned that this week's guest is Joy Nadell from Rescue Me, Inc., a Woodland Hills-based nonprofit animal rescue hospital and sanctuary. So let's find out about Rescue Me, Inc., including their rehabilitation and placement efforts, and this cool benefit coming up in Beverly Hills on February 21st by welcoming Joy Nadell to the program. Joy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool. Thanks for joining us today on Talking Animals.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, I want to cover all kinds of ground, including, getting way more details on the benefit, but let's just sort of start in on, the description I gave, which I, see on the website and stuff. I'm sure it doesn't begin to really do Rescue Me, Inc. justice, but it says a nonprofit animal rescue hospital and sanctuary. Can you tell us like what that really means and maybe a bit of the history of Rescue Me, Inc.?
Absolutely. We started about 2.5-3 years ago, and to date we've rescued over 350 animals and placed them in perfect, fabulous homes.
Wow.
And what our long-term goal is to have an animal rescue sanctuary on the premises as well, to have a donation-only animal hospital. And this would be something where a person that has an animal, such as an elderly person, for instance, that has an animal that needs medical attention. Many elderly people, as you know, live on a fixed income, and
sure,
they can't afford expensive veterinary care. Well, we would make this affordable for them so that the option wouldn't be to euthanize their pet.
Okay.
So donation-only animal hospital is a very big goal that we have here at Rescue Me Incorporated.
So is it currently functioning as a hospital as well, or is that kind of a future phase?
It's a future phase, but Okay. Currently we do have a veterinarian that's on our board of trustees, and he does offer that to our clients.
Okay, so they can, even now, even though you're not quite where you want to be in terms of the rescue hospital, you can provide that kind of care.
Absolutely, and we have many, many times over.
Sure. And you kind of gave an example of some of the elderly on a fixed income, but how, I get the sense that there's a variety of ways that the animals would arrive there that you would help. How do they kind of end up there?
The animals that we get, we focus a lot of our attention on the death row dogs at our local shelters. I do get a lot of phone calls from shelter employees asking me to take dogs that have been hit by a car. We're the kind of a rescue that if I get a phone call or if I'm at the shelter and there's a three-legged, one-eyed dog missing an ear, missing a tail, and has sarcoptic mange, we'll take it because the general public is not going to, and that dog is going to die.
Wow. And so how many, unfortunately, there's an endless probably number that exact description that you just gave, but I mean, that are obviously in unfortunate circumstances and are facing unfortunate fate. I mean, how many can you take or how many are there at any given moment?
We're very lucky to have foster homes. We don't have a kennel facility. All of our animals live in individual homes.
Okay.
So the numbers can vary from day to day, week to week, and month to month, depending upon what foster home we have available and how many animals we've placed from each individual foster home. But it's very, very rare that we have to turn the shelters down when they do call us. We always find space.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, just because the sheer numbers sometimes just seem so staggering. So.
They're huge. But we do have a wonderful, wonderful humane community. And if I can't take an animal that I get a call on, I can put it out through the Internet, and that animal is almost always going to find a space with another humane organization.
Wow, that's fantastic. Are these, I assume at least, these are predominantly dogs and cats, but are there other animals as well sometimes? Or
we're not equipped to take the horses and the pigs and the goats,
okay,
but many, many of our shelters have those animals available to the general public.
Okay. So there's kind of, even if you aren't directly able to accommodate themselves, again, with that sort of network that you're describing, all those things can be dealt with and provided for, it sounds
like. Absolutely.
Cool. And one thing I found interesting, too, on the mission statement, I guess we should also make a point of mentioning your website, is www.rescuemeinc.org. But as part of that mission statement, one of the things that it said was to end the cycle of violence in the lives of our canine companions. Maybe you could elaborate a little bit on that. I mean, it certainly sounds ugly, but maybe you could kind of fill me in more on what that means exactly.
It is ugly, unfortunately,
yeah.
And many of the animals we take, and many of the animals that are in the shelters, unfortunately, are animals that have been abused, whether it be physical abuse, emotional abuse, being chained to a tree in the backyard. Those are the animals that wind up in the shelters, unfortunately. And our goal is to provide an educational program in the schools to the children and the parents that come to our adoptions, to our rescue events, and really educate the public on the importance of proper pet care. And animals are not disposable. Unfortunately, we here in California and many other states live in a very disposable society.
Yeah.
And once the puppy is an adult dog, they'll very often take the dog back to the shelter and that same day rescue a puppy. And it's really a shame that we live in that kind of a society. So, as I said, one of our main goals is to start an educational program in schools where we can educate children and they can go home and talk to mom and dad.
Wow, so that's cool. So what would be the, like, I mean, how is that already in place, or is that still being kind of put together, that program, or?
We are in the midst of putting it together.
Okay.
I have a school teacher that's also a volunteer with our organization, and we are going to start the program in her school very soon.
And what sort of grade level are you sort of aiming this at initially, at least?
We're going to start at the kindergarten level and go all the way up.
Great. That's so cool. Yeah, because like you say, if that can really get put across, and just everything that goes with it, just the basic compassion involved. It just seems
Absolutely.
Like there's so many virtues beyond just, you know, the immediate, you know, better life for some of the animals that will cross paths with those kids. So that's really, really cool. And then I also noticed, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, but that you kind of also emphasize that you assist other rescue organizations whenever possible. What form does that take? Or is that really just kind of the thing you alluded to before with kind of the networks and being plugged in and all kind of helping each other with different animal situations?
I do have a wonderful network of rescues and rescue humane people that I can reach through the internet, a network of over 3,000 people on a daily basis.
Wow.
But we are able, if there is a rescue organization that has an animal that needs extensive medical care once they've pulled it from the shelter, or even if it's a guardian turn-in animal, they can call us and we can give them the referral out to our veterinarian, who is extremely rescue-friendly, and we've been able to save a lot of animals through that.
That's great. Wow. But it, you know, it really sounds like you guys, you know, that you do quite a lot, and you're, you know, hoping to take on even more, it sounds like, too, with the pro, you know, education program and other things as you get more you know, structure in place, but it sounds like, as any organization like yours does, that it's probably in need of financial support, donations. I believe you're a nonprofit, right? So how are you supported? Is it strictly donations so far, or?
We survive strictly on donations.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody associated with the organization is on salary in any way, shape, or form. All of our donations are tax deductible. As you said, we are a California nonprofit corporation, so any donations we receive are tax deductible.
All right, and this seems like a very darn good time, maybe even, to get the complete lowdown on the fundraiser that's coming up.
Fabulous. We have a wonderful fundraiser that's coming up at the Donald J. Pliner Concept Store in Beverly Hills. It's being held on the 21st of this month, February.
Okay.
And Donald has graciously volunteered to donate 10% of the Baby Doll Pliner line, which is his dog line, to our rescue.
Wow, and what is in the Baby Doll Pliner dog line? I mean, what does that consist of?
He has a collection of leather coats, cashmere sweaters, dog carriers, collars, leashes, harnesses. He's basically focusing on dogs under 20 pounds because his dog, Baby Doll, is a little Maltese.
Okay.
So he specifically designed them to fit his precious little princess.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these things will be sort of not only on sale, and I should also mention, I guess, it sounds like it's a good part of the day, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's a long day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. But also, if people have busy schedules, as we all do, they can go sort of any time during
Absolutely.
That window, which is great. And, of course, this is a Saturday that we're talking about. So,
yeah.
Well, that's really cool. So will there be some of these things will be modeled for people? I think I read that there was a fashion show involved.
Yes.
So
there's going to be an ongoing fashion show. We're going to have a lot of the rescue dogs there dressed in his designer wear. And there's going to be a lot of celebrities. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. Can you give us a sneak preview of any of the celebs involved, or is it too soon to say?
We have a cast from American Dreams that's going to be there.
Oh, cool.
We have a lot of celebrities. Soap stars, Leslie Ann Down is going to be there.
Nice.
David Fralick is going to be there. We have some comedians that are going to be there.
Oh, great.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we invite everybody to come down.
Wow, it sounds really cool, and like you say, it sounds like, you know, at any point between 11 and 6 that you wandered by, you'd see cool animal fashions, and there'd be eats and drinks and entertainment and brush with greatness and stars and stuff, so can't beat that. That's cool.
It's going to be a fun day.
So, again, let's emphasize that for more information, or if people would even like to help out on this, they can call you, Joy Nadel, at 818-999-2400.
Correct.
And also you can, you know, get in touch by way of the website, which, again, is www.rescuemeinc.org. So let's hope, if not assume, that that's going to be a smash success. But it also doesn't, I guess, hurt to point out that the people can, if I'm not mistaken, donate to Rescue Me Inc. directly through that website, can they not?
Absolutely.
Cool. That's really cool. So what's, you've mentioned a few things that are in the works. Any like, really specific, kind of short-term objectives and as well as the longer-term ones that you'd like to have us know about?
Well, we're currently looking for a piece of land to start building our project on.
Mm-hmm. And where, just in broad strokes, where would you like to see that be?
Well, we'd like it to be centrally located for the public so that they have easy access to and from freeways. So we're looking out here in the valley areas, out in the Agora area, the Santa Monica Mountain area.
Great. Cool. And how big a piece of land do you think is reasonable to try to get, or what would you like to see in a perfect world?
Oh, in a perfect world, we'd like a couple hundred acres so we never outgrow the property.
Sure.
But in the reality world, we're looking for a piece of property perhaps about 10, 15 acres. To get started with.
Yeah, and then maybe if you get lucky enough, you could do it in a place where you could expand
exactly.
If other funds became available. So so cool. So then once that kind of vision is realized, then it really would be a sanctuary as well as a sort of an animal hospital that would treat, you know, more and more of those animals and also take them on and rehabilitate them. And then maybe I know that you guys really have a very very careful process by which people can adopt animals. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that and how that works, and if people are interested in contacting you about adopting, how that works as well.
Sure. We have a very extensive process. Basically, you come to the adoption, or you can go online and take a look at our animals. And first step, of course, is to fall in love with the dog you see. And then we have an adoption application and contract, which many other humane organizations have as well.
Sure.
You have an interview with an adoption counselor. Spend some time with the dog you're interested in adopting.
Okay.
And at that time, we set up a appointment time for an adoption counselor to come out and do a home inspection.
Wow.
And providing that everything is okay and your fencing structure is safe for the animal, we bring the animal out and you have a new best friend.
Wow, that's really cool. But boy, that's great. It really does sound very careful and extensive, and more than a few parallels between the really careful process when you're adopting a human baby, you know.
Yes.
So that's really cool. So obviously then once people have gone all the way through that, then it's, I guess, almost a certainty that that's going to be a good, safe home for them, and it's going to be a good match, too, because I assume you're also looking for sort of personality things and if there's kids or other people in the home and how that would work with the personality of the animal in question, right?
Absolutely. There's so many times when the woman of the house will come and see the dog, and then she'll bring the husband back. And the dog doesn't like the husband, but he's crazy about the wife and kids.
Mm.
So obviously that's not going to be a match made in heaven.
Sure,
so
sure.
So we'll find them another dog.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then again, it's worth those extra steps, obviously, because that would, you know, just the situation you described would at some point lead to an unhappy animal and or an unhappy husband. So that's not going to work for anybody, right? So, well, cool, Joy. Any... just about at the end of our time here, probably, but any sort of last little tidbit, parting shot, anything else they'd like us to know about Rescue Me, Inc. that we haven't touched on yet?
I think we've touched on it all, and I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely, and again, I want to remind people the fundraiser is February 21st. Again, it's a Saturday, and it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Donald J. Pliner Concept Store, which is in Beverly Hills. And there's going to be, it sounds like, cool fashion show with animals modeling cool fashions and accessories and eats and drinks and entertainment and stars from TV and other cool surprises and stuff. So
treats for the dogs, and it's going to be a great day.
Great. So, again, you can find out more by calling Joy directly at 818-999-2400. You can go to the website, rescuemeinc.org. And otherwise, you can just turn up at Donald J. Pliner Concept Store at any part of the day on the 21st and have a great time and help a really cool organization that's looking to really build and expand all of its cool services and resources for animals. So, Joy, thank you so much for joining us today on Talking Animals.
Thank you, Duncan. Take care.
All right. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right. Joy Nadell, Rescue Me, Inc. And really sounds like kind of a fun, cool, different fundraiser. So if you can venture up to Beverly Hills, if you're down in Orange County or elsewhere, and if you're in that area, so much the better. So cool. We learned a lot there. Sounds like a really neat organization with the big, cool plans in the works. All right, we're going to continue with some animal music, talking animal music. This is Charles Mingus with Gunslinger Bird, KUCI. We'll be right back.
I could see the next to see that there'll be nobody there. Feel excited, throw your hands into the air. No one could judge you, baby. Go live your life. I need the resistance, help by your astrological sign. So now I'm caught in the middle, you're next to me. I swim with the fishes, you come from the sea. The dolphins were monkeys, that didn't like the land. Should I be walking the beach, I'll be holding your hand, yeah. I could be the next to see the
That's Ian Brown with a piece called Dolphins or Monkeys. Sort of a double animal song of sorts. And of course, we also heard Charles Mingus with Gunslinger Bird right before that, and coming out of our interview with Joy Nadell from Rescue Me, Inc. I'm Duncan Strauss. You're listening to Talking Animals on KUCI and Irvine 88.9 FM, streaming live on the internet, of course, at KUCI.org. It's time now really to proceed to name that animal tune, although actually I just want to take a slight detour because one thing we didn't have time for in the animal news segment that I try to mention more often than not is a thing called the Animal Rescue Site, and it's basically a website where if you go and click on a certain section, it basically frees up monies to help feed or otherwise care for animals at various organizations. So basically what you do is you go to www.theanimalrescuesite.com and click on Feed an Animal in Need. And it doesn't cost you a thing. You can go every day, and in fact, we recommend that you do. And basically the arrangement is they have corporate sponsors and advertisers who use the daily number of visits to donate food to abandoned and neglected animals at these organizations. So, again, theanimalrescuesite.com, and go there now, go there tomorrow, go there the next day. Because, again, haven't heard any downside, any catch. It all seems cool and on the up and up, so why the heck not? All right, now, back to Name That Animal Tune. This is, again, really remarkably like any version of Name That Tune you'd care to mention, except that in this game, the tunes are always animal-related, usually just by virtue of one or more animals being part of the song title, but occasionally it's a bit more indirect than that. Either way, like most renditions of this game, we can only provide a brief snippet of the tune in question for a number of reasons, not least that, well, of course, the game hinges on a song being recognizable. We also don't want to stray too far for too long from the KUCI music policy. So, with that preamble behind us, but again, noting there's always a prize. Yes, I did say prize, and again, we got good prizes. We got CDs, we got books for people who've been on the show in the past. We've got animal accessories, we've got T-shirts and other articles of clothing. We've got all kinds of cool odds in it. We've got little jewelry things, necklaces. I mean, it's we aren't just kidding around on these prizes, all right? So anyway, so the first caller who calls in and correctly identifies the song and artist, we'll get a prize. That's the way it works. So as soon as you recognize this animal tune, please phone us at 949-824-5824-949-UCI-KUCI. And again, we like to mix up the genres and the vintages and stuff on this. So let's check out today's Name That Animal Tune on Talking Animals on KUCI. Anybody? Ring a bell? Don't be thinking TV shows, well, you could be. But it's an animal thing, could be animal, could be, in the animal kingdom, that could be insects. Huh? Anybody? Can they name that animal tune? Alright, well. What do you think? 949-824-5824-949-UCI-KUCI. So, if it comes to you, you can still call in. We've still got a couple minutes left in the show, so always like a winner on the Name That Animal Tune. All right, well, let's feed that out and basically switch gears a little bit because we are, sadly, well, to me at least sadly, towards the end of our show, so let's we have reached the end of this week's edition of Talking Animals, and I want to remind you that the views and opinions expressed in the show are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California Board of Regents. I want to again thank our guest Joy Nadell from Rescue Me, Inc. for joining us today on Talking Animals. Please remember that benefit in Beverly Hills on February 21st. And again, any details you want to check, you can call Joy directly at 818-999-2400 or visit their website, rescuemeinc.org. I also want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us next Monday on Talking Animals when our guest will be Fred Bergendorf, who hosts a long-running local TV show called The Pet Place, which presents all kinds of cats and dogs from various shelters and humane societies and pounds each week in the hope they'll be adopted out to good home. And many, many, many are and have been over the years. So we'll look forward to our conversation with Fred next Monday, February 16th, and we hope you'll join us for that. By the way, other great public affairs shows on KUCI include just today alone, the Serena Sharp Show, which of course precedes Talking Animals. Then at 5 p.m. we offer Counterspin, the wonderful syndicated feature that's always really good and well done and fascinating and cool stories and subjects. And then that's followed at 5:30 by Planetary Radio with Matt Kaplan. And that's just Monday, folks. There's a great public affairs programming and talk shows like this virtually each weekday, usually 8 to 9 and 9 to 10 in the morning, then again from 5 to 6 in the afternoon. On the music side of the KUCI schedule, I should mention that I also host a show called The Dead Air Zone, Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m., so when you have a chance, please check that out. And again, I want to urge you to check out our nifty website. It's talkinganimals.net. And when you get there, please sign up for our email list so we can alert you to guest bookings and other events and announcements. I also encourage you to email me with any comments, guest suggestions, ideas about show topics, songs, comedy bits, news stories, anything else you'd like to pass along at talkinganimals@AOL.com. I look forward to hearing from you, really. So touch base. Please stay tuned for Jeff Scott and the Blues Disease, his great, great blues show here on KUCI. As always, we're going to close things out with an animal-related tune. This is the Royal Crown Review with a song called One-Eyed Cat. Again, we urge you to catch the Blues Disease, which will be infecting you momentarily. This is 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks for listening. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. And we'll catch you next week on Talking Animals. Have a good week.
I'm